All right, now turn our attentions to what's happening in the Goldfield Shire. Central Goldfield Shire CEO Lucy Roffey is with us this morning. Lucy, good morning to you.
Good morning, how are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks.
Good morning, Lucy. Steve here. You're looking for input on your walking and cycling advisory group. What sort of people are you looking for?
We're looking for people who are enthusiastic walking and cycling people. So, and they may then know a lot about the current tracks and trails and walking and cycling opportunities so that they can have input into how we can improve those or how we can put in place, you know, links between paths that perhaps are missing or upgrade other infrastructure. So people who really love their walking and cycling and would love to have a say on how we develop that into the future, we'd like to hear from them. And we're putting together a group of six local people, and we've got our councillor, Grace Lavella, who is chairing that committee.
I'd say, you know, this would almost be a no-brainer, really, because people who love their walking and their cycling are very passionate about it. So I would suggest you get a strong response to this.
Oh, I think we've got lots of people who are very enthusiastic about this, and quite a few of our councillors as well who are either love their walking and cycling as well. So it's an area that lots of people are interested in, and there's always so much more we can do to get more people out there walking and cycling as well. So.
Yeah.
A great opportunity to get involved.
And have you say opportunities also for the domestic animal management plan? What does this encompass?
Well, you know, everyone also loves their pets. So this plan looks at how we can, put in place things so that people can live, harmoniously in the community with dogs and cats. You know, some people love them. Some people don't necessarily love their next door neighbour's dog or cat. And this sort of plan sort of outlines how we'll deal with all of those sorts of things. So things like microchipping and, nuisance dogs, what we might do if people abandon their pets and how we actually rehome them and all those sorts of things. So people have got an opportunity to have a say on how that plan gets put together and then what we might really focus on over the next couple of years.
How much of that input do you take on board? Is it seriously taken, you do have a proper look at it?
Oh, absolutely. So, I mean, sometimes we put together a survey to make it easier for people so that they've got things that, others may have already thought about, and then they can sort of tell us how strongly they agree or disagree with the direction. And sometimes, people will just write in a letter with lots and lots of ideas. And the councillors get a copy of all of that correspondence and get to look at it and help it shape the plan. And usually the hardest parts, obviously, are the controversial things where people completely disagree. That's the job of councillors to try and weigh that up, of course.
Yeah. Now, recycling is very important, so I used this one very early in the morning, so I think I can recycle it now with a slight change. And I'll say, my neighbour had a dog called Blacksmith.
Why was he called Blacksmith?
Well, because when you growled at him, he made a spring for your nuts or a bolt for the door. Right, let's move on.
Bad joke.
You got it there. Tell us about the master plan feedback for the Rec Reserve, Lucy.
Yeah, another great project. So we've got quite a few recreation reserves in the Princess Park precinct and in Maryborough. And so we're wanting, again, to get people's input into how we can further develop these, what they get used for. We've got, different sporting groups that want to use them in different ways. I know soccer clubs are always looking for somewhere more permanently to set up as well. So we'd love people to get online and have a say on these master plans and just tell us how much they want to use these reserves, what they want to use them for, and any other ideas they've got.
Okay.
You've got to do that by Friday, haven't you?
Friday the 24th of September, so that's, it is by Friday, so this has been out there for a little while, and we've already been doing some consultation out and about, but this is sort of the last opportunity for people to have their say.
Terrific. Lucy, thank you for that. Talk next week. Have a good week.
Great. Thank you.